So, as I mentioned before, today we are delighted to present to you We Belong Europe, committed in their work in gender equality and leadership of young women, but also in inclusion of individuals with hidden disabilities, with a particular focus on neurodivergence in Luxembourg. And I'm here with Nadia and Yasmin from We Belong Europe, who are ready to tell us a bit more about this. Hi, girls, and welcome for coming.
Hi, thank you so much.
Hi.
Hi. You're here as well.
Yes, I'm here.
First of all, girls, tell us a bit about yourself. Who are you? What do you do? How did you get to Luxembourg? Yeah, just quick information.
Well, I might start because I'm not from Luxembourg and not living here. But I'm Yasmin Ouiran, co-founder of We Belong. The reason why I'm here today is because our NGO, so it's an ASBL. Mm-hmm. We Belong is registered in Luxembourg, and one of my co-founders is from here, Yana De Grotte. So I am Italian, Moroccan, born and raised in Italy and grew up in France and currently living in Paris.
Wow, what a nice range of, you know, life till this point. And you, Nadia?
So I'm Nadia Kendall. I'm American. I always say that's the easy answer. My mom is Persian. My dad is Caribbean. I lived in the US. I lived in Qatar. I lived in Luxembourg and Amsterdam. And now I'm back for about 2 years now. And so I got engaged with We Belong Europe since August 2023. Mm-hmm. I approached Yana De Grotte, one of the co-founders, about hidden disabilities and what we could do to act more to include these people in all aspects of their life. So I'm working as head of hidden disability inclusion.
But did you have something in your profile before being attracted to this domain field?
So I have a background in political science and law, mm-hmm. international and European law specifically. And I really wanted to use the skills that I had to advocate for people. So, you know, just being an avocat à la cour wasn't mm-hmm. as, I mean, it's cool, but, you know, I really wanted to advocate for the rights of people who feel that they need that support to be included in society.
Nice, good for you. Okay, I will start with Yasmin probably to give us an overview of the organization itself, and then we focus on the hidden inclusion with disabilities. So yeah, tell us a bit more about We Belong Europe. What's this about?
Absolutely, thank you. So We Belong is an organization on a mission to foster leadership, particularly for women and minorities, and to break down barriers to inclusion. So we drew these through different activities. Mm-hmm. We have, first of all, a podcast where I'm the host. I interview.
You have seen this.
Yeah, women from all across Europe. We have covered right now 15 European countries. And then we have programs. So one program is called PowHer, currently running in Luxembourg and targeting young women between 16 years old and 18 years old to develop leadership skills. And then, of course, the hidden disability ones that Nadia will explain later. And lastly, we support companies and institutions. Today we will meet one institution here in Luxembourg, for example, to advocate and to train them on how to build more inclusive workplaces, but also spaces in society.
Yes.
And I would say that the why we started, I mean, through my engagement in 2019, I was recognized Young European of the Year, and I got a lot of hate out of this, especially from the French far-right leader that I sued in court. And we decided to launch We Belong in 2020 as a response to this hate, but also to educate society and to inform about the incredible stories out there that need to be narrated. And today is almost 4 years. We're going to celebrate 4 years on March 8th.
Nice, nice. But what's the inspiration behind forming this? Because I feel it's a big focus on women in the last period. Everyone is really empowering somehow women through different activities, through different organizations. And men are a bit, I don't know, like I feel they are aside. They're just watching this, as you know, spectators are this. What was the main idea behind the whole We Belong Europe?
Oh, thank you. That's a great question. I mean, I'm the first to say we need to train and inform and educate as much women as men, because otherwise there is an imbalance in, you know, in this gender equality quest. You know?
Exactly.
But then in the same time, personally, and also having seen the same with my co-founders, so Yana De Grotte, who is not here today, she's one of the youngest elected politicians in Luxembourg. She was elected at 21 years old. She's such an inspiration for me and for many. But being a young woman is another layer towards the discrimination you're going to face.
Mm-hmm.
And so same for me. When I was attacked by hundreds of people online in 2019, I was 23 years old and I was a student. So we want to build this confidence, first of all, on young women for leadership, but also this resilience when they face this hate, because they are going to face it. Women are more likely to face it on public spheres. And then, of course, the second program that we're working on, it's for women and men, and I'm happy also to have Nadia here today to discuss it,
mm-hmm.
because it's something that affects many people.
Mm-hmm.
Invisible disabilities, I mean, Nadia will explain it better, but I'm also affected by one hidden disability, which is ADHD, and I think we don't speak enough about it. So our approach is really intersectional. What does it mean to be a woman, young, from a diverse background, or, you know, from an immigrant background, maybe from a socioeconomic background that is not that high up.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of these, a disabled person, or, you know, a person with a hidden disability that is not even seen in society. So, yeah.
Yeah, nice and powerful answer. Thank you. Even Nadia's, yeah. Nadia, I will I'll pass to you, because you are the head hidden disability inclusion at We Belong. And I would like to start a bit for the audience. It's that, what do you define hidden disabilities, and what are some common examples that people might not immediately recognize about this?
Perfect question. So at We Belong, we are, you know, we have to start somewhere. We're going to start with people who identify as neurodivergent. Not everyone who's neurodivergent has a hidden disability,
mm-hmm.
but hidden disabilities are one that, you know, we have visible disabilities that could be physical, motor disabilities, etc., or you could see mobility aids. And then hidden disabilities, one that, you know, in society, you would say, oh, that person looks fine.
Mm-hmm.
They look fine. What are they talking about? Those people.
Yeah.
Those people who feel like perhaps they may not belong, that they don't even fit in the disability context, for instance, because they don't look, quote unquote, disabled enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's who we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So some examples of that would be autism spectrum disorder, ADHD, as Yasmin explained, dyslexia, dyspraxia. And of course, the umbrella is large. The point is, if your condition feels disabling, it's a hidden disability. And of course, we could debate what disability means. There's a social model of disability, a functional model of disability. All of that comes into play into how you define what a disability means.
And how do you do to ensure that the voices and the needs of individuals with hidden disabilities are heard in Luxembourg?
So we haven't launched our program yet, but up until now, I can tell you that we have been supporting people to advocate for themselves in institutional contexts. So I can't tell you much about the specific cases, but we, of course, have been supporting some people who have been having issues with their commune, for instance,
mm-hmm.
with travaux, so difficulties with mobility in their area,
mm-hmm.
and not being heard. And we want to make sure those people are heard. So we do our best to equip them and arm them with the knowledge that they may not have otherwise had. So that could be legal rights. We want to make sure that everyone knows their legal rights as a disabled person, hidden or not, to be able to equip themselves to say, hey, I deserve this and I've not been getting this up until now. If you have difficulties with that, we're going to help you with it. And we've been doing that up until now. So around April, May, we're going to be launching our program.
Mm-hmm.
The program design includes aspects like that as well. So we have the Know Your Rights aspect. So we'll be designing a cohort twice a year. And there you'll be able to receive knowledge about your legal rights as a person with disability. And of course, we have knowledge about that, but we need to, first needs to be intersectional.
Yeah.
Secondly, in all languages. So we conducted a small scale research study as well, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So we received an understanding of the state of the art in Luxembourg.
Especially because it's a multicultural environment and you have to touch it.
Exactly. So we have resources about what your rights are as a disabled person, but is it in English? Is it in German? Is it in Portuguese? Is it readily available? Can I Google it and look for it immediately? Who can I talk to?
Mm-hmm.
Those questions were asked frequently when we spoke to the people of Luxembourg. So that's the Know Your Rights aspect. And then we want to create a support space. So the support space would be able to provide people with an environment where you could have emotional support, share your grievances and common difficulties, procedural difficulties. So this could be, for instance, hey, I'm really struggling with my child's teacher, for instance. They're not understanding my child's disability. What can I do? And you're able to speak with other parents, for instance, who have that difficulty.
Yes.
It can be really isolating as a person who is a parent, a legal guardian, also an affected young person.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll also be dividing these groups into relevant, you know, sections. So under 18s, under 30s, and parents slash legal guardians of people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, of course, an awareness campaign. The awareness campaign will be heavily reliant on research and understanding, again, the state of the art of the situation. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not there.
True. And it's not just about this. There are so many things that are just not visible in, you know, you feel them, but they are not touchable. You don't see on flyers, you don't see on some website or yeah. Great, ladies. I love the idea. How people can find you? Give us some contacts.
Absolutely. So we have a website, webelongeurope.com.
Mm-hmm.
We are on Instagram, Twitter, Threads, TikTok, We Belong Europe. So
nice. And also your podcast to follow up and to discover.
Of course. So on Spotify, we are under We Belong. We Belong mm-hmm. Europe. You can find us and you have really stories from everywhere. So
would you give us some advices for those newcomers to Luxembourg? Maybe you, Nadia.
That's a great question, because once upon a time, I was a newcomer,
mm-hmm.
2014. And I think integrating in your community is the biggest advice I can give to not feel lonely. So, you know, the little Nadias, the little Yasmins who don't know where their place in the world is, mm-hmm. you, of course, can reach out to us because we will open our arms and welcome you immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But also to just, yeah, I mean, it's okay. It's okay. It's difficult in the beginning, but you'll get there and you belong here.
And maybe to add something, I mean, I've been living to 5-6 countries, I don't even remember.
Oh, yes.
But having moved a lot, one advice I would give is, of course, as she said, Nadia, find your tribe.
Yeah.
But then I would say also, don't be afraid to ask, to speak, to try. You know, you might not know the language, but it's okay if you have an accent. Like, I have an accent in any language I speak.
It's super normal. It's our individuality in the end.
Exact. And celebrate your diversity and make it a strength. It's really what we want to leave people with. Like, for us to having turned a stigma into a strength,
mm-hmm.
we want to make diversity something to be celebrated.
Well done. Beautiful girls. Thank you very much and good luck to your projects and to We Belong Europe and to anything that you would like to create in the future.
Thank you so much.